bells in coffins so people could ring them. I thought I could do it in time. I've clearly run out of time. Over to the Cranberries.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
If you've just joined us, it's the show that goes like this, Halloween special here on Phoenix FM. Great to have you listening along tonight on 98.0 if you're in Brentwood, Billericay and the surrounding areas, maybe even driving. Or phoenixfm.com if you're anywhere else in the world via the internet. If you have a smart speaker, just ask it to play Phoenix FM and it absolutely will do. Now, I didn't have enough time in that intro, like I thought I did, to properly tell you about the invention of safety coffins, which is disturbing to realise that they needed to be created. People developed a fear of being buried alive. Obviously, people always have had a fear of being buried alive, but it became particularly prevalent in the 1700s and 1800s due to stories going round of many people being buried, thought dead, and obviously not being dead. Alice Blunden is one such example. She wasn't just buried alive once, but twice. A doctor mistakenly pronounced her dead after she drank sedatives and she was accidentally buried alive. After exhuming her and finding her near death, they buried her once more, only for her to struggle in the casket, still alive, until she eventually succumbed to death. That's horrendous. Anyway, safety coffins were then invented. What is a safety coffin? It's a coffin people would be put in, and then there would be a series of strings attached to bells that were attached to the body's hands, feet and head, so that if they moved at all in the coffin, the bell would ring, alerting some kind of caretaker, ironically, at a church or cemetery, that they were still alive and would need to be recovered. And amazingly, this was the original beginning of the phrase saved by the bell. Yeah, people associate it with boxing now, but no, safety coffins in the 1800s, they were developed. People also developed death halls, which is kind of similar to having an open casket now, I guess. But originally they'd be like, yeah, bury them. And then quite frequently they'd be like, oh, we think that person wasn't dead. I won't go through the evidence that was discovered that proved some of these buried alive incidents. But anyway, yeah, death halls. Yeah, we'll keep them in there for 3 days just to check they are dead. And then we'll bury them. Or we'll tie bells to their hands and feet so that if they're still alive under the ground, they can ring those bells. Crikey, that is upsetting, I think. Also upsetting is, imagine you're walking along and you encounter a wolf and you think, oh, I don't want to be attacked by that wolf. I hope it's eaten recently. What about being attacked by a hungry wolf? So much worse.
Phoenix FM.
Duran Duran, Hungry Like the Wolf. Hope you're enjoying all the fantastic music here on the show that goes like this tonight with our Halloween special. Have you done anything for Halloween already? Are you in the middle of doing it and you've got this playing on your phone? Fantastic of you. Yeah, put this through people's letterboxes. That'll scare them. Ha ha. Anyway, moving on. Here's some more. That's a great idea. Get the show that goes like this coming out of your phone speaker. Open someone's letterbox, just poke it through so they can hear. We'll reach more households that way. That's a lovely treat. If people ask for trick or treat, you know, you want a treat. Just put your phone through the letterbox. Don't put anything else through. Right, more disturbing facts. Here we go. In Philadelphia, the Mutter Museum showcases preserved internal organs, models, and equipment for biomedical research and education, including tumours and anomalies of human anatomy. It's displayed and is disturbingly informative, as the promotional posters for the Mutter Museum say themselves. Not going to rush to Philadelphia to see that, I've got to say. Here's something upsetting as well. Now, we had a gross-out fact earlier and then another one that wasn't quite as bad. This isn't... I guess it's not as bad if you don't think about it. It's one of those that if you think about it a lot, you end up going, oh. Get ready to go, oh. Here we go. The floating specks you can see sometimes, and you guess the stuff floating around on your eyeball surface. Probably not dust, but dead skin cells. Yes, those floating specks you see when looking around, if you really focus on near things and then you see floating little specks, and you thought, it's all right, it's dust, it'll just dissolve from the liquid of my eyeball or whatever happens, the protective layer on the... Anyway, it's not dust, dead skin cells, more than likely. In fact... Get ready for this. 15% of what you breathe in during a train ride is most likely dead skin cells of passengers, including yourself, but of course, including other people. That has upset me. I did not want to know that. I know it now. I feel like I had to share it with you in a cathartic way to help me get over it. Now, also something I had to get over quite quickly was Joe Bailey had a fantastic drive time show today just before I came on the air and finished with a track that I was going to start with on the show that goes like this that I then couldn't start with. That would have been churlish. You know, you've heard this 3 minutes ago. Here it is again because I wanted to play it. No, I've saved it till now. I think enough time's gone by. We can all cope with hearing it again. When this artist released music, it used to be a huge event. And also, there were films that would go with the tracks, which was incredible, really, when you think about it. Yes, they were music videos, they weren't hour and a half films, but it was a huge event. This music video would be released that was more than just the song. And I have to say, I think I was 7 when this came out, possibly 8, but I was utterly terrified. I can remember staying on the Isle of Wight with my auntie and uncle, and my mum and dad and them had stayed up because they knew this track and music video was going to be released. People all over the world were waiting for it. And after its release, it's gone on to become an absolute all-time classic track. You can't really do it enough justice of a build-up. It just the video, the dancing, the prosthetics, the makeup, all incredible. The song, amazing. You don't get much like it these days. It's kind of just not like a traditional song as well. But absolutely phenomenal stuff. I don't feel quite as scared when I watch the full video now, but it still is very unsettling. But what an amazing routine. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. Let's get ready to all enjoy. Get your arms out. Join in. You know the dance. Here it is. Time for MJ on Halloween.
It's close to midnight.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this, Halloween special with me, Ben Simmons. Great to have your company tonight. How is it 20 past seven already? Flying by veritably, and what a track, Michael Jackson's phenomenal Thriller. The bit where he's still got the yellow eyes at the end of that video, that did upset me much when I was 7 years old. Now, if you want to get involved, remember there is a hotly contested poll you can vote on. The intense debate raging across the Twitterverse: is Halloween brilliant or rubbish? I have asked on my profile there, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter and X, whatever it is to you. Go to the profile, then it's a single click or tap to cast your vote. It will be the first thing at the top of the profile. A poll simply asking, is Halloween brilliant or rubbish? We've got about 35 minutes of voting left, and currently only 23% of people think Halloween is brilliant, 77% think it's rubbish. That's a shocker. I was not expecting to bring you that kind of a result tonight. Well, there we go. Again, I need to do a quick conversion. I was going to do this and then forgot. Right, so here's an unsettling fact for you. A person will shed around 40 pounds of skin in a single lifetime. Now, again, I've gone metric, in certainly in weights. What's 40 pounds? It doesn't mean a lot to me. Bags of sugar, are they 2 pounds? 2 pounds a bag of sugar. 20 bags of sugar? That's a lot. Anyway, a pound is 0.454 kilograms, so almost half a kilo. So, yeah. You're talking about 18 kilos of skin in a lifetime. Oh, that's not good, is it? A person will shed that. Just like snakes, humans shed their skin too, but at a much slower pace, and we don't let go of it all in one go like snakes can. Accumulated, however, your shed skin will amount to almost half the average body weight. Oh, that's horrendous. That is horrendous. Should we have any more unsettling facts before the next track? Go on, okay. Now, many people find ventriloquist dolls creepy. We talked about that Mexican island where actual dolls were nailed to trees to try and ward off spirits, but didn't work, apparently, according to the island's caretaker. But the Vent Haven Museum in Kentucky, Fort Mitchell, Kentucky, the Vent Haven Museum houses vintage ventriloquist dummies. If you find those creepy, don't go there. Yeah, it's got over 900 ventriloquist dolls there and other related pieces such as photographs and replicas. I have to say, my uncle is a ventriloquist. I've never found ventriloquist dolls creepy in any way whatsoever. So there's a picture here with probably around 20 or 30 ventriloquist dolls all looking at the towards the camera, at least. Doesn't bother me. One more fact before the next track. The most haunted island in the world. How has this been worked out with research? The most haunted island in the world is Poveglia in Italy. Poveglia. Poveglia Island. In the 18th century, the Romans quarantined patients with the plague on Poveglia Island. Those infected, along with other diseased individuals, were left to die on this island. They later turned this area into a mental hospital. I don't think that's the politically correct term anymore. Which closed in 1968. Yes, when that term was probably the last time that was okay to say. Whatever other creepy facts about this island exist, they remain hidden as Poveglia is now off limits to visitors. Bizarre. Yes, a hospital for people with mental illness, I think it's fair to say. Closed in 1968 and now is off limits to visitors. Supposedly the most haunted island in the world, Poveglia in Italy. Right, we need some more music to get over all the creepiness that's been going on. We've only got about 34 minutes of this programme left. It's going to be packed full of excitement, so don't go anywhere. Here's Fleetwood Mac.
I got a black magic woman. Got a black magic woman. Yes, I got a black magic woman.
make me so blind I can't see that she's a black magic woman and she's trying to make a devil out of me. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Yes, don't turn your back on me, baby. You're messing around with your tricks. Don't turn your back on me, baby, 'cause you might just break up my magic spell. Got your spell on me, baby. You got your spell on me, baby. Yes, you got your spell on me, baby. Turning my heart into stone. I need you so bad, magic woman, I can't leave you alone.
FM. It's Halloween, it's the show that goes like this, and you're here. Fantastic. So that was Fleetwood Mac and Black Magic Woman, and Just Because I Can. Let's have another track that's almost called exactly the same thing if you take woman out of the title. Here's Little Mix. All the girls on the block knocking at my door. Wanna know what it is, make the boys want more. Is your lover playing on your side? Said he loves you, but he ain't got time. Here's the answer. Come and get it at a knockdown price. Hey! Full of honey just to make him sweet. So ballin',
Ben Simmons' net worth is estimated to be about $75 million.
This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Little Mix with their take on Black Magic. Fantastic. I hope you've enjoyed all the music that's featured on the show that goes like this Halloween special tonight. Quite a few tracks still to squeeze in before I leave you, some I'm particularly looking forward to. But don't forget, we've got more unsettling facts to bring you about one such particular person who's clearly a bit bizarre. But anyway, before we get to that, we've talked a bit about olden times, 17th century, 16th century. Now we're on to the 18th century. Doctors believed that bloodletting was necessary to balance one's health. Can you imagine this these days? There are lots of bizarre facts about medicine. One of them is that in the 1800s, doctors would cut through a patient's vein to drain them of a certain amount of blood deliberately. They believed humans could accumulate too much blood and therefore had to let the extra out for good health. Haemophiliacs wouldn't be happy about that, would they? Anyway, that was probably misdiagnosed in the 1800s. Now, I was talking about a bizarre individual. You may have your own take on this, but King Charles II, fortunately not the third, King Charles II drank alcohol mixed with pulverized human skulls. And he called his drink the King's Drops, incorporated it into his diet with the belief it promoted good health. Don't think there was any evidence to back that up at the time. And if you thought that was bizarre, maybe you've heard this fact anyway, but this is bizarre as well. King Charles II was the uncle of William of Orange. He married his niece to the prince. So he gave her away. He was the ordained person, so to speak. He married his niece to the prince, and historians say he watched over the two of them during their wedding night while the marriage was consummated. Did either of them have a say in that? Did either of them say, "Can you get out?" And he went, "Nope, I'm the king." What that? That is just bizarre. Right, shall we have some more music? I think we should, while we all try and work out what the heck was going on back then. Here are Imagine Dragons.
When the days are cold and the cards all fold and the saints we see are all made of gold. When your dreams all fail and the wrongs we hail are the worst of all.
I need
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Imagine Dragons and Demons. There's a version of that been doing the rounds on social media where AI has been used to recreate that track in the voice of Darth Vader. Yeah, it's all right, but I still prefer the original. Can I get four more tracks in before I leave you? Probably. And intersperse them with unsettling facts? Yes, I will do. And give you the result of the hotly contested poll, the intense debate raging across the Twitterverse. Is Halloween brilliant or rubbish? Still, rubbish is winning, if you feel strongly. You've got about 12 minutes left to vote. At Ben Sim Radio on Twitter or X, whatever you call it, is fine. At Ben Sim Radio, at the top of the profile will be the poll, and then it's just a single click or tap to cast your vote. Why not give it a retweet, repost? More people will find it. The results could change. But get ready for more creepy things for me to share them with you. This is horrible, isn't it? I've never been into hiking, climbing or mountaineering, but I guess the pinnacle of that is trying to get to the top of Mount Everest. More than 150 corpses occupy Mount Everest. Yes, they're buried under deep snow, but they've never been removed. Over 150 dead hikers remain on the mountain. That is upsetting. This is bizarre. Interesting, if you like your radio, people say, and I don't say who the people are, what the research is that's happened, just people say, so, you know, definitely has to be true. People say a haunted radio station from Russia exists. Wowzers. UVB76 broadcasts white static noises and occasionally picks up Russian transmissions, but nobody knows where this low-frequency radio station broadcasts from. And it has been broadcasting since 1982. Right. And you think we're beginning to know all there is to know about our planet? You know, everywhere has been explored. We're now going into outer space and getting more technologically advanced equipment to show us further into the reaches of the universe. But get this. Scientists have only been able to account for less than 10% of the ocean. The ocean comprises over 70% of the Earth's surface, and with only less than 10% of that accounted for, many people believe the ocean is home to some of the creepiest and most frightening creatures alive. Although technology continues to advance, the deep levels of the ocean make it difficult to explore further. Many people are scared by the unknown, and 90% of the ocean is unexplored, quite literally unknown. Crikey. Okay, time to not focus on horrible things, to focus on magic. Yeah, magic can make people uneasy, particularly if it's real. Is it? It is if you say the magic word.
Every time
Phoenix FM.
That was the Steve Miller Band and Abracadabra. Okay, now, last few facts to squeeze in and maybe a couple more tracks, of course. Now, get ready for this one. The golden poison frog, I guess you know what's coming, has enough poison to kill 10 to 15 people. Wow. It's a literal class name is Phyllobates terribilis. Golden poison frog lives in the Pacific coast of Colombia, has bright yellow skin, but whilst it might look appealing, its skin is coated in a deadly poison called alkaloid toxin. Just 1 milligram of that poison can kill 10 to 15 humans. If you want more unsettling facts, get ready for this one. Microscopic mites live on our eyelashes. We've already established the little sort of specks you sometimes see in your field of vision and you think is stuff on your eyeball can be dead skin cells, but microscopic mites live on our eyelashes. Yes. Everybody has them, but it can be a problem if they amount to large numbers. If you notice itchiness, roundness, or redness around your eyes, consider checking with your doctor for eyelash mite treatment. Oh, don't fancy that one. Also, the Japanese giant hornet sting is so painful, the media there calls them murder hornets. Whilst it's not lethal, it's more painful than any other insect's sting in the world. And it can lead to kidney failure and leave craters on your skin. So you don't want to get stung by a Japanese giant hornet. There we go. Right, let's have a fantastic track. Always enjoy listening to this one. On Halloween, if I didn't want to dress up as something scary, I would put a suit on, get some sunglasses and some kind of big toy gun and pretend I was Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones.
In black, remember that, just in case we ever face to face and make contact. The title held by me, MIB, means what you think you saw, you did not see. So don't blink, be what was dead is now gone. Black suit with the black Ray Bans on. Walk a shadow, move in silence. Guard against extraterrestrial violence. But yo, we ain't on no government list. We straight, don't exist, no names and no fingerprints. Saw something strange, watch your back, cause you never quite know where the MIBs is at. The darkest of night on the horizon, bright light into sight tight. Camera zoom on the impending doom, but then like boom, black suits fill the room up with the quickness. Talk with the witnesses, hypnotizer, normalizer. Vivid memories turn to fantasies. Ain't no MIBs, can I please? Do what we say, that's the way we kick it. Yeah, you know I mean, or see a noisy cricket get wicked on you. We're your first, last, and only line of defense against the worst scum of the universe. So don't fear us, cheer us. If you ever get near us, don't jeer us. With fearless MIBs freezing up all black.
What that stands for?
Men in black.
The men in black.
Let me see you just bounce it with me, just bounce with me, just bounce it with me. Come on, let me see you just slide with me, just slide with me, just slide with me. Come on, let me see you take a walk with me, just walk it with me, take a walk with me. Come on, and make your neck work. Now freeze. In closing,
I know we might seem imposing, but trust me, if we ever show in your section, believe me, it's for your own protection. Cause we see things that you need not see, and we be places that you need not be. So go with your life, forget the Roswell crap, show love to the black suit, cause that's the men in, that's the men in.
FM. Will Smith and Men in Black, of course, and just because I want to squeeze it in before I talk to you before the final track to play us out, here's an all-time Halloween classic. When it ever starts. There we go. Are you feeling monstrous? Do you like mashed potato? Let's combine those things.
When my eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east, to the master bedroom at the vampire's feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guest included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Jack's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said,
whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the-
Phoenix FM.
Well, we're almost at the end of the show that goes like this tonight. Rob Harvey is waiting with bated breath to be in for Synth City at 8 o'clock, so don't go anywhere once I leave you. Just time to bring you the results of the hotly contested poll, the intense debate that's been raging. Is Halloween brilliant or rubbish? Final scores are in. 75% of voters say brilliant. 25% of voters say brilliant and 75% say rubbish. Sorry, I almost brought you the wrong result there. And listener Ron has messaged me and said, I think Halloween is rubbish and all about making money. I don't want people knocking at my door dressed as monsters. Some people would call you grumpy, Ron, but I think I'm with you on this one. I do absolutely understand. It's been brilliant to bring you a Halloween special to share with you those unsettling facts and to play for you some fantastic tracks over the last couple of hours. But there's a particular song I wanted to play out with that is not in any way related to Halloween because of what's gone on in the news recently. And I felt like I needed to share with you that certainly at the end of my teenage years and throughout my 20s, there was a TV show I absolutely loved. More than any other TV show, I was obsessed by it. I would watch it. Certainly series 2, 3, 4, I could watch about 5 seconds of an episode and tell you the number of the episode. I absolutely loved it. Of course, I'm talking about Friends. How sad to hear of the passing of Matthew Perry. in the last few days. Absolutely hilarious as Chandler in Friends. I always love watching him, and there's a tremendous sense of injustice. I read his book, Friends, Lovers and the Big Terrible Thing. Seemed like he just got his life on track, and therefore it's very, very sad to hear that he's passed. So I'm playing out with the Rembrandts. I'll see you soon. Bye for now.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.